Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. I love these type of videos. I absolutely do. And we got some inside dirt. And will Boeing survive? Will Boeing go out of business? That's the question. Please like, subscribe, comment in the video, share things like this. You work someplace, share it with us. Hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. Plus today we have a sponsor, Native Path. I had someone that wrote me and they work at Boeing. That's all I'm going to say. They're kind of in management. I'll just say, won't say the person's first name even or what area of the country they live in, but man, oh man, did he send me some dirt. And the problem with this is that, you know, Boeing's had trouble lately, you know, doors falling off, all the different problems they've had with litigation with that and with just their bad reputation. Well, the thing that did it lately was the latest strike up in Seattle. They never thought this would happen. They never thought the employees would get it together and strike. So the CFO is reaching out to everybody and telling them, hey, listen, no capital expenditures, don't spend any money, don't do anything. We need to preserve our cash right now. Now, this is wild, guys. This is absolutely wild. I'm in Costa Mesa at Noguchi Gardens. It's kind of a cool little corporate spot you can go to. There's restaurants around you. You got South Coast Plaza that way. But think about this. No payment of anything right now. How would you like to be a vendor of Boeing right now? Unless it's absolutely necessary, do not pay for anything right now. Oh, okay. You can no longer have any catering. You can no longer have anything approved that's, unless it's absolutely customer mandatory through the system. Guys, this is done. This is such a problem because they're so far off on settling the strike. They're nowhere near settling the strike. And this is going to cause ripple effects down through the company. Now, think about this. I just want to make sure that I cover everything. Now, the wild part about this is when you have a big company like that, you have things like, you know, purchase orders and things that you're going to buy for the company, freeze all that right now. So they're not buying anything right now. If I was a vendor and they owed me money, I would be furious right now. I'd be absolutely losing my mind because I'd be worried that I was not going to get paid. And think of the ripple effect. Think of Boeing that probably slows people 90 days, 120 days on a normal basis. And now you're going to face not getting paid at all. That sounds like a dream. That sounds amazing, Dan. So with that being said, you know, think about this. All managerial promotions are stopped. All pay increases are stopped. Capital expenditures are canceled unless it's absolute a customer necessity. All company recognitions are canceled, including customer catering, unless it's mandatory. Now, I want to tell you two quick stories about Boeing and how I know a lot about the inner workings. My late girlfriend was a lawyer. And when she was young and in her 20s and passed the bar exam, she worked at Boeing. And she had what she said was the greatest job. I wish I would have still worked there, Dan, because it was the greatest job in the world. What this job was she, because she had a law degree, she was not licensed, she had not passed the bar yet, she could negotiate on behalf of Boeing. Customer grievances, hey, I need a refund, you guys only shipped us this, I get this. She had the authority to do things like that. Employment disputes with people, she could settle things like that. She could pay for things. She had this wild job that basically they wanted her analytical mind and this lawyer to negotiate. It was the most wild thing. I cannot remember the figure, and it was an odd figure. It was up to 600, and it was either 631,000 or 641,000. It was an odd figure. It was not 650, it was not 625, but she would negotiate things for 180 grand. She would negotiate, we want to have a company party and the catering is going to be $26,000. Yeah, I can approve that. She was that person that would do this. That stuff is done, guys, at Boeing. They're doing nothing right now. So think about this. Dan, we want you to come in late on Thursday. If we could work through lunch, that would be a really big help, because then we could all settle this thing. We're going to bring lunch in. That's done, guys. No more lunch. No more catering. Now, think about this. You're John's Deli, and you get the catering gig at Boeing? Oh, my God. How sweet is that? So, no, that's done. And by the way, don't pay John for the last four gigs he did for us, because, you know, we're Boeing. We're not going to pay our bills right now. So, are they going to go out of business? That's the question. Is this the kiss of death for these guys? When you have management being told how bad it is and that they are shutting this down, yeah, this is a serious problem. You've got Butch and Sunny, the two astronauts that are stuck in, you know, in space right now. And at first I had employees write me from Boeing telling me how, you don't understand, this is the greatest company in the world. I wonder how those people feel. They've just fallen off. They don't write me and tell me how bad this is. But you could see this company enter some type of bankruptcy situation if this does not get resolved quickly, because nothing's getting done. They're not bringing things in. But people that owe them money, they're not going to. Why would I pay my bills to these guys? What are you going to do? We need delivery. We need service. We're going to need continued follow-up with this. Now, when I was in the second grade, I changed schools and moved in with my mom. And I, you know, went to a school in Tustin, California, and I met a kid named Sean, who was the nicest kid in the world, the first kid I met, and we became friends through. He was a year younger than me. Junior high, high school. In fact, our kids, I ran into him later on, and our kids ended up being on the same baseball team together, and they played baseball together. But I was at a marketing conference group that we had and ran into this guy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so great to see you. He wrote a book. And I'm like, oh, congratulations, you're an author. Dan, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. This is for me. You know, I sell insurance. And I wrote a book on how to settle my workers' comp claim. Really? Yeah. Anybody going to buy that? Well, what he would do is go to companies like Boeing, and he would have an audience of 300 to 400 people that would buy his book. And then he'd do a seminar, and they would do a lunch and learn on how to avoid workers' comp claims and things like that. Boring, put me to sleep type of stuff. But the guy was an author, and the guy was a successful author, because he would go to companies like that and sell things like this. That's done. Now, for those of you, I'm telling you guys, what do you know? Are you a car mechanic? How not to get ripped off the car mechanic? Write that book, because people will buy it. How to survive a workers' comp claim? Oh, God, does that sound terrible? Yes, it does. Nicest guy in the world wrote it, but come on, okay? But Boeing wrote a big fat check for that, okay? And had hundreds of people there for it. So, no deal, full rate. I mean, I remember this. And now when you hear stories like this from the inside, this is the greatest thing in the world, because this company knows it's got huge, huge problems. What's his name? I want to make sure I get the CFO's name right. You know, the stuff that's public today is great. The other stuff is wild. Brian West, CFO Brian West. The stuff that he told the public of just, hey, we're trying to renegotiate certain things and have our capital expenditures cap. No, it's done. Done to rue, guys. They have nothing but problems right now. And, They're going to see. So will Boeing survive this mess or not? Who knows? I think things like this are a perfect example of the sign of the times. Now, we've heard such bad press from this company lately. When people get stuck in space and you get doors falling off of planes, and then you find out that these people are self-certifying, they don't have a manager overlooking the workers. Hey, did you screw that in right? You know, my friend Dave came over today and bought a desk. I said, Dave, it says it's going to take 20 minutes to fix. It was 4.5 hours to do that. Okay. So I need to buy Dave a plane or something like that, you know, to make up for that. It's awful. Point is that I'm glad I had the contractor with me, because it's like, is this going to survive? You want somebody there to overlook your work, screwing things together and putting things together. Anyways, you know what I mean? Let me know what you think about this. Let me know if you think that Boeing's going to survive this or not, because I, for one, think that this is going to be the end of Boeing. That's what I think. This is the beginning of it. Let me know. Share your thoughts on that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Native Path. Think about this. So many of us suffer from pain, and we take pain pills. We do things that we really shouldn't. The older we get, we need to stay away from things like ibuprofen. You know, think about this. Blood clots, heart disease, kidney disease, strokes. This is all warning labels on the side of an ibuprofen bottle. If you look at something natural like Native Path, you can go to the root symptom, not just the symptoms, but go to the root problem and get rid of the inflammation. That's the biggest problem. This is omega-3 fatty acids. It has been proven to reduce blood pressure and help you with pain. If you go to getnativepath.com/Dan, you can save really big on getting Native Path. So many of you have ordered it. Try it today. But think about this. Don't take something that's just going to mask the pain. Do something that's going to eliminate it. And if you look at the omega-3 fatty acids, naturally caught krill is what's in Native Path, can make a huge difference in your life. Check it out today. Go to getnativepath.com/Dan. The best place to go is the link below. Get it. Save a lot. Get Native Path today and work on your pain immediately. If you guys have been around this channel for a decent amount of time, you'll know that I hate acronyms and I hate labels for people. They just do. Now, here's something funny for you, which I fall in this category. I'm Gen X. I found out because of my age. Isn't that nice? Anyways, we have the largest amount of credit card debt right now. Oh, okay. So the average Gen Xer right now has got almost $9,000 in credit card debt. Now, I'm telling you this right now. If you have only $9,000 in credit card debt, you are doing good right now. Because I get people that write me, and again, not giving you their names, not telling you that it's Jennifer from Wichita, Kansas, or anything like that, who's got $90,000 in credit card debt. I'm not saying that, okay? But I'm telling you guys, this is absolutely insane. Get yourself out of debt. Have a rainy day fund. Those poor people that went to Independence Bank and got fake $100 bills out of the ATM. Now, again, oh, honey, we'll just hit the ATM. Imagine that scenario. That was horrible that those people had to go through that. But get yourself out of debt right now. And so many people are not. So many people are in debt, and it's getting worse and worse and worse right now. Now, the next thing is, you know, there is a loophole when it comes to buying an EV car right now that I was like, wow, that's wild. And there's a great story below about this. You know, they got rid of all the incentives, all the rebates and the government federal grants that, you know, you get $7,500 for. Or did they? Now, the idea with this for commercial vehicles, if you go out and you lease a car, you can get the $7,500 tax credit on your EV car. Really? Yeah. So what the article says is that this is the Wild West, because what they're doing is to sell EV cars and to get, save $7,500 off the price of your car, is they are giving these people and saying, say it's in a commercial vehicle and lease the car. Do you drive to work while I drive to my office? Yeah, you use it for work, you know? So that's not what a commercial vehicle is by any means. So it'll be interesting to see if the IRS gets a little snoopy and decides to investigate on what Glenda does when she leases a car like this. This is what I get a kick out of, is that, again, the Wild West is what they said, because what they're doing is getting everybody into leased vehicles. Now, if you want to lease a vehicle, more power to you. For guys like me that drive a ton, it's the kiss of death. And I've had to sell vehicles. I've had to get out. It is going to be very, very interesting to see how this comes out. Yellow Trucking is a trucking company that went bankrupt, and they tried to stiff their employees with the pensions. Not so fast. They have to make a huge $6.5 billion payment to the pensions. And, you know, it's funny. I had gone to the Angel game a couple days ago with my friend who is retired, my age, fully retired, gets a full pension from the County of Orange. And we were talking like, how could I lose my pension? Well, with their horrible investments that they keep losing money on, that's one thing. But you don't want a situation like this that they sell it off to a private company. 3M did this, and people are getting the bare minimum on their pensions right now. So very interesting stuff so far, guys. But let me know about this. Would you lease a car? Does that interest you? Because, man, oh, man, it does not interest me at all right now. And I love car guys because they're very innovative. But one thing that we're seeing is these car auctions are showing something that I'm going to cover a little bit more. But what you're getting is you're getting more and more newer cars right now at the auto auctions. So you're getting people that are that had 2023 and 2024 vehicles that people made a few payments on, and now they've been repossessed, taken back, and not so fast. You know, they're losing these vehicles at a record pace. But what you're seeing is you're seeing newer cars. The older stuff is sitting there, and they're not getting bids on some of these older cars. So let me know if you see that. If you're a car guy too, comment on this stuff and let us know about this. But people don't want to admit that they have money trouble. And, you know, just tell everybody we're great. You know, you want to put up appearances. No one cares, guys. I'm telling you this right now. No one cares what you drive. If your friends do, it's on you. You know, there's a line that I was taught as a kid that only you can let yourself feel bad by what somebody else says. And man, I'm telling you, you guys want to get a thick skin? Get a YouTube channel and look at the monkeys that write things over and over and talk about your mother and talk about, you know, oh, hey, fatso, you know what I mean? It's like, it's funny, okay, to me, because I have a sick, twisted sense of humor. And, you know, but you got to get a thick skin. And the problem with this is that there's people that goes to the other side where people don't want to admit that they're broke, don't want to admit that they're cutting back. We're budgeting right now. Oh my God, what's wrong? You're budgeting? Don't you want to go out and have to the wine bar tonight? No, I don't. So let me know, guys, what you think about this. Audio. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. Please do not forget that we have our private channel, which is iallegedly.tv. That's where you sign up for it. iallegedly.tv. That's where you sign up for it. And we have an email coming out, so make sure you sign up for that. And the email list is below. The last two things were Boar's Head, the high-end company. You know, they determined where the Listeria came from, and it was from the liverwurst product. And the liverwurst product is where the problem originated from, and they got rid of it. And I'm telling you, I don't know if this company is going to survive that. I really don't. So, you know, very sad. I mean, all these people got sick, and they're still getting sick, and people are trying to get through this. As the economy gets worse, people do more desperate things. Remember that. So protect yourself at all times with what you eat. I'm telling you, buy less. Eat it. Don't waste it. Don't hold on to it. Get rid of it. That's the best thing. And it's worked well for me. Final story is Tupperware. It looks like they're going to go bankrupt. You know, they've been trying to get financing, trying to survive this time, and have not been able to. It's been an absolute disaster. So the company was started in 1957. Earl Tupper. Tupperware. Earl invented these snap-on containers and didn't have distribution, so he thought he would do individual parties with the women, and it was a huge success, and the company made a ton of money, and Earl became wealthy, and everything was great. But like all good things, it gets sold, and now they have $700 million in debt. And when was the last time you said, "Ah, I need Tupperware?" Yeah. There's people out there watching this go, "What is Tupperware?" Okay. Anyways, like, subscribe, send me an email, hello@iallegedly.com. Hope everybody's well, and I love insider stuff like this. So let me know. Let us all know. Do you think Boeing's going to go bankrupt through this? Let me know.